Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Prayer with Dr. Wenda. I'm so glad you have joined us today. As we lift up the name of Jesus, and as we pray one for another, we give God the glory and we give God the praise. I thank God for the individuals that have placed their names on the altar. We thank God for the intercessors all over the world that are praying one for another. We can't make it by ourselves. We need prayers. We need other people to pray for us. Hallelujah. There are so many testimonies about my mother prayed for me. My grandmother prayed for me. This person prayed for me, and God delivered me. So many testimonies I have heard over the years of God answering prayer. We're going to start off with a selection, and then we're going to go into our intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember me. Remember me, oh Lord, remember me, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. If I withdraw thyself from me, tell me where shall I go? Remember me. Remember me. Oh, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Father God that sits on the throne, and Jesus, your only begotten Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, we come together on this Sunday. We are thanking you, Lord, for bringing us through this week. There are people today that have testimonies of how God has carried them through this week, through many dangers, toys, and snares. And then there are other people that have had losses this week, where the loved ones that they loved that was here last Sunday is not here today. Lord, we lift them up. And Lord, we ask you to comfort them in their time of grieving and their time of loss. Lord, there were people that were arrested this week for a crime that they did not commit. Lord, comfort them. Comfort the family members because they got trumped up charges. Lord, have mercy. Let the truth be revealed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up the people that are in the hospital. Lord, we thank you for bringing down the number of people with coronavirus here in the U.S. And Lord, you can also do the same thing in India. Hallelujah. Where the virus is running rampant and there are pastors that have passed, there are Christians that have passed, there are non-believers that have passed. But Lord, just like the coronavirus rate has decreased in the United States, Lord, let it decrease in India and the company countries around India. And Lord, we lift up Pastor Gola. Pastor Gola, who's standing on the wall there in India, declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, strengthen him, Father God. And he sends out a prayer request for the orphanage children, the children in India who lost their parents. Father God, Lord, send God parents to them that will love them and that would take care of them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, provide the food that is needed, the medicine that is needed. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, send the help that is needed. And in the accompanying countries of Pakistan, Lord, also decrease the amount of coronavirus, Father God. Lord, heal, Father God. Strengthen Pastor Malik over in Winning Souls Assemblies for God and for Christ in Pakistan. Lord, remember Dr. Nissa in Pakistan. Lord, strengthen them as they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, cover them, Father God. Help them to hold on to you. Hallelujah. To hold on to you. In spite of what they see, in spite of things being shut down, increase their faith in you that God will deliver and there is an end to this COVID-19 in India and Pakistan and those other countries surrounding. Lord, you know what's going on between Israel and Syria and the other countries that's around Israel and the people that attack. Lord, you know all about it. So I say, Lord, do what you do best, Father God. Because there are things that I don't understand, but Lord, you know all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember the believers that's in Malaysia, Father God. Continue to strengthen their belief in you. Lord, continue, Father God, to allow more of your knowledge of the word to come forth and with Holy Ghost boldness declaring and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to thank you for that. And Lord, remember my brothers and sisters, the believers that are in the continent of Africa. Lord, continue to cover them. Continue to surround them. Lord, remember the people that had the volcano erupting and they have to leave their homes. Lord, help them to be able to move to a safe territory. That they have a safe retreat from that volcano. Lord, remember the governments. Lord, help. We pray for the governments and that the leaders of the people, that they will be loving and more concerned about the people that they are over, and that the laws that are passed, that it would positively impact the people, that people are not taking money and running, but they are allowing the people to have food and clothes and jobs and infrastructure. And Lord, touch those leaders that they will not be selfish and greedy and hoard money, but that they will share the wealth with the poor and the middle class. Lord, touch their hearts. Only you can touch their hearts to make them more willing to help their country. Lord, as we go to South America, Lord, remember the leaders down there. Help them to provide for their people in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, decrease that transmission of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember us in America. Remember the leaders in America. Lord, help them, Father God. Lord, the Senate, Father, the House of Representatives. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over all of them. It's not about, oh, I'm a Republican and I'm only going to support Republicans, or I am a Democrat and I'm only going to support Democrats, or I am an independent and I'm not going to vote for what the Republicans nor the Democrats. Lord, let there be a gathering together of the minds. Let there be a consensus of bills and policies and procedures that will help build the United States of America. Lord, break that separation of, oh, I'm in this party and I can't agree with the other party. But Lord, open up the way that the parties will come together to benefit all of the citizens in the United States, no matter what color they are, no matter what their country of origin. Lord, help them to be concerned about the United States of America. I'm talking about the House of Representatives. I'm talking about the Senate. Oh, Father God, those committees that they sit on. Lord, help them, Father God, to think about the people in all of the different income categories, not just the rich, not just the wealthy, not just people who live in this area or that area, but every citizen of the United States. Let them be concerned. Let the representative represent their country, their county, their city, their state there in D.C. Lord, move by your spirit. Lord, move by your spirit, because they're not going to do better until you touch their hearts and you touch their minds in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, continue to heal us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, continue to break down and shut down the coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those men, hallelujah, those men and women that think of evil devices and evil things, Lord, save their souls. Lord, turn their minds away from all of this, developing evil weapons, weapons of destruction and killing and experimenting on people unaware. Lord, move by your spirit. We need deliverance. Lord, we need deliverance. Lord, we need people to come back to you, to run back and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, help the backslider this morning. Help the backslider to come back to you. Lord, you know where they are right now. Lord, you know whether they're sitting in the bar or they're lying up in a hotel room. Or, Lord, they're getting ready to shoot a knee way. He's the way. Hallelujah. Lord, move by your spirit. Remember the ministers that are sick today. Remember Apostle Wilkerson. Give him strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength, Father God, as he stands on the wall, as he builds the wall, as he grows his ministry. Lord, give him strength and give his wife, Apostle Mariel, strength. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, remember Reflection Ministries, international, all over the world. Grow the ministry the way you want it to grow. Lord, send leaders that you want to be a part of Reflection Ministries. As they grow out and as we expand, Lord, you provide the direction that we need to go in, that we can be able to positively affect the world and the areas that you have assigned us to, that we would have Holy Ghost boldness to stand and preach and teach and live right. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to pray this Sunday. And Lord, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, whether they're listening to me on Sunday or whether it's another day during the week, Lord, provide what they stand in need of. Strengthen them. Help them to hold on to you. Let a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit sweep through where they are right now. And Lord, give them peace. That's my prayer on this Sunday, Dr. Sunday Prayer with Dr. Wenda, May 23rd, 2021. May God bless you and the peace of God overtake you. Amen and amen.